This is Cole Eastwood. Thank you so much for checking out today's video. We're going to talk about the death of the Xbox brand. If you end up enjoying this video, let me know by liking and subscribing to the channel. Hit the bell to be notified of new content. And let's talk about why Xbox is making the biggest change in gaming history. With Xbox having all of their cards on the table, everything, all ducks in a row to have the most games from the most studios, a big suite of roadmap games set out for the console, and they're ready to give it all away to PlayStation. Recently, rumors have been flowing over the past month that Xbox is going to put select titles on PlayStation and the future Nintendo console. This has boiled all the way over the top this weekend, as Xbox is now being rumored to bring massive juggernaut games like Starfield and even the newly announced Indiana Jones Great Circle to PlayStation just after release, exclusive to the Xbox platform. Now, the word exclusive we'll talk about quite a bit in this video because there's a lot to unpack about where Xbox is going. Phil was given the reins for the Xbox platform some 10 years ago. The next thing Phil did in 2018, a year after launching the Xbox One X and Game Pass,
we are committed to building an industry-leading first-party studios organization.
This is when we started to hear about acquisitions. Things seemed to be on the up and up, and Xbox fans were excited to finally have a big suite of unique or exclusive games. Now the reports that almost all of those will eventually make it to the PlayStation 5. Here's what's going on behind the scenes, because things have been bubbling and brewing for quite a long time, and we had heard rumors that games like Hellblade 2, which are just about ready to release on the Xbox platform, have already been working on a version for the PlayStation 5, long before any announcement was ever set to be made. This is a kick in the face for fans who are waiting all these years, actually entire decade, to have unique exclusives to their platform. Then there were rumors that Hi-Fi Rush and Sea of Thieves were also making their way to PlayStation and Nintendo Switch. Now, I saw fans say things like, oh, it's okay, Hi-Fi Rush is an older game, or oh, it's okay, Sea of Thieves is 5 or 6 years old and nobody cares anyway. It's just the big games they are worried about. We still have Halo, we still have Forza, we still get Indiana Jones and Starfield, Hellblade, Fable, Avowed, you name it. Now, this week, it looks like all of that is completely out the window. So what's really going on behind the scenes? What I predict is happening is there is a massive infighting between Microsoft leadership and Xbox leadership. Where Microsoft wants to go full multi-platform, Xbox leadership wants to contain the Xbox brand and keep it intact. Also, by preserving the Xbox logo and its brand name and the console hardware with it, but also keeping intact their jobs and their relevancy in the gaming sector. Because if Xbox goes full multi-platform like Sega did, or just treated like a Ubisoft or EA, there is going to be a big minimizing of their roles and the brand as it is going forward. Right now, if a game like Indiana Jones looks mildly enticing or you're super hyped for it, but you only really want to play on a PlayStation because...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
That's where your games are. And that's where your friends are, and that's where you get your trophies. This will completely minimize an already Xbox console that is trying so hard just to keep up with the Xbox One. That's right, we don't have official sales numbers, but according to the best experts' estimated details for how Xbox Series S and X have sold, they are slightly under the Xbox One. A console, I'll remind you, that the world told you do not get, you don't need one. All of this actually goes back to a deception and a breaking of promises, where in 2021, Phil Spencer said with Bethesda that they wanted to keep games exclusive to Xbox Game Pass or where Game Pass exists. Here's another problem with Xbox going multi-platform. Imagine you're Bethesda, you've been acquired by Microsoft. Maybe you didn't really want to be acquired by Microsoft, but it made sense financially for your business and your brand. So as they're readying big games like Starfield, Hi-Fi Rush, Redfall, and other games from their platform, they're expected to sell a certain amount of units in order to get bonuses and get certain payouts for games once they launch. But the problem is, when Bethesda came to Xbox, they were no longer selling on Xbox, PlayStation, maybe the Nintendo console and PC. Now they were held down to just the Xbox console and their venture on PC. So this eliminates a large amount of sales that if you're just building the game and hoping to get a certain sales metric, you have to understand that when you remove PlayStation from there, there are a ton of sales that will either go to Game Pass or be on a smaller platform on the Xbox console. This has upset Bethesda Studios and has caused some infighting, I would predict. And here is where the push and friction comes from Bethesda Studios, even some, I would assume, Xbox game studios who are also under the same criteria that they have to sell a certain amount. Now, a lot of this wouldn't matter to us as games fans. What do we care about the sales metrics internally or what type of thresholds or numbers that studios meet? But this is part of what's causing the pushback from Microsoft leadership and some of the studio leadership to get Xbox to put their games on the PS5. The other major problem that people don't understand is that if Xbox further minimizes their console and makes it even less desirable to even get a console or play on there, third-party multi-plat developers will continue or increasingly continue to skip their games on the Xbox console. Now, this is mostly a smaller game, AA, or mostly Japanese developers who just don't even bother putting their games on the Xbox. This will make that problem even worse. Now, how soon would Xbox be putting their tentpole, their big franchise games on the PlayStation console? Right now, the rumors we're hearing are that Xbox plans to put them several months or a year after they've launched on the Xbox console, but this is the best part. Why? Why would you do that? A game that waits a year to go to another console has an incredibly big diminishing return or a lower interest for people to buy the game. I know that the PlayStation platform is huge. It is right now twice the size on console than Xbox, but then the interest for that game is probably halved over the course of a year. So if you're actually looking to boost sales metrics, pass thresholds, and get bigger sales on your games, the answer is put everything immediately on Game Pass or as soon as possible. Even games that are already out could be set to port. Some of the rumors are that Doom Year Zero, the next Doom game from id, is going to launch on PlayStation and Xbox simultaneously. They even announced the game Blade from Arcane Lyon. The Marvel Blade game was supposed to be only exclusive, and we had yet to get a real answer from Xbox. In fact, since Starfield was shown in 2021, where Cerebon said, yes, it's exclusive, Xbox has refused to use that word in hardly any of their marketing and any of their labels on their games. They've only said Xbox Series S and X and Game Pass. Now, the future is very different. As we look further in, there will be a PS6. There'll be a new Xbox console, which I'll cover in my next video. But after that, it's all free form. It's anyone's game at that point, where the platforms might actually be more akin to a CD player, where the consoles will just not be that viable or that desired. Because in the end, Xbox really doesn't want to compete with PlayStation. They want to completely circumvent them and compete with Tencent. One of the rumors is that Xbox exclusives would not even launch on Xbox Game Pass day and date, unless you were paying for the ultimate tier, which is $5 to $6 more per month. Game Pass was already going to do. The problem is, in the court documents that came out at the end of 2023, Xbox admitted they were making some $3 billion per year in profit for the Xbox Game Pass service. So they could actually move the games that are exclusive from Activision, Blizzard, Bethesda, ZeniMax, and Xbox Game Studios to the Ultimate tier, or maybe not even release them on Game Pass at all. It looks like they're completely shooting themselves in the foot with this plan. And to make the Xbox logo and that brand just be like Marvel or be like Disney or EA or Ubisoft does a massive disservice to, let's be honest, maybe 10% of their fans. But it's those hardcore fans that drive all of the zeitgeist of what the Xbox platform is all about. So if you've been here this long, you have to know for the past 5 or 6 years, I built a YouTube channel about talking about these things, about how Xbox was an underdog console and how they were eventually going to make their way up and provide such a great service for people to be excited about and continue to build a games library, achievements, and their friend circle on Xbox Live. And a lot of that has changed over the years, and most of it in ways I never really wanted in the first place. I know that people do watch. There are people within Xbox who listen to what we have to say. They might listen to some things that I have to say. This isn't what we wanted. But the problem is, I think the people at Xbox, they don't want this either. But it's a massive push from a huge conglomerate within Microsoft themselves and those studios that they brought in and are funding. And that is probably something we're never going to win. This is Cole Eastwood. Thank you so much for watching this video. It's been an interesting couple months, especially talking about all of the news and everything coming up. And I was really getting excited. Xbox started out really great, had a great developer direct. They've got those big games coming. They're actually at this point where these games have nowhere to go but release finally. And now people will just be able to say, I'll just play it on my PlayStation 5. And I own a PlayStation. I'll continue to play on the Xbox. But those of you who are watching probably understand the frustration that we as fans are having. The games media is scratching their heads. It's not a good situation. And the turmoil that Microsoft and Xbox are going through right now is well deserved. I hope they're having the time of their life. If you end up enjoying this video and learn something from it, please let me know by liking and subscribing to the channel. Hit the bell to be notified of new weekly content. If you want to further support what we're doing here on the Cole Eastwood channel, you can do that by hitting the join button below. That'll get you entered into monthly access for giveaways and monthly access for, or weekly access for early videos that go up. And we also have the XSC podcast, which I talked about. That's at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to dive into this in great, great detail on the show. Something that can be done faster than a 15-minute video, I'll tell you that. Thank you so much for supporting that. Also, I really want to hear what you have to say in the comments. I'm going to be watching the comment section very, very closely, and I read most every comment on my video. Let me know what you plan on doing. Are you going to stay with the Xbox platform? Are you going to PC? Are you going to do the full flip-flop fanboy thing? Kick your Xbox Series X down the driveway and play only on a PS5. Let me know in the comment section. And while you're there, oh boy, I don't know if you can do it, but please be nice.